Hi, welcome to the Mark Shane and my first podcast to talk about the five common missteps on the path to enterprise mobility. When I talk about enterprise mobility, I'm generally talking about mobility devices used within the workplace. So they could be two-way radio, they could be smartphones, maybe deck phones, voice over wireless LAN devices. We're told by people such as Gartner that 70% of all enterprise software interactions will soon be occurring on mobile devices. So we need to make sure that we're putting in solutions which fit the enterprise, and we do that in the correct way. As I said, my first podcast, so forgive me if I repeat things, stumble over things, but please, please, please do give me a feedback. I look forward to hearing from you and seeing how we can make things better for next time. Okay, let's jump straight in. Misstep number one is under-mobilizing your enterprise. What I mean by that is it's very easy to go to companies and quickly identify the people who might need mobilization and have these types of devices within their organization. Obviously, it may be sales staff or away from their desk or don't have a desk. Maybe it's in retail. Maybe it's in the management. Oh, yeah, these guys, you know, they need to be contacted while they're away and while they're between offices and meetings, etc. What we want to do is get you guys to be looking at the other people who would also benefit from these types of devices, and they might be, that's what we're talking about, retail. They could be the people who replenish the shelves. It could be people working in the stockroom. There are lots of people who we need to think about and how that can enhance the enterprise as a whole. So the best practices when trying to overcome misstep number one is, firstly, conduct a thorough needs assessment to identify all potential users based on the business needs and the strategic goals you hope to achieve. Sounds pretty simple, yeah? Most important one that I think is to seek out and involve the staff from a variety of departments. If you want a project to go well, make sure that people are on board with you. Make sure you understand their goals. Make sure you understand how they're going to interact with devices, how they're going to interact with software. Also, determine you align the right mix of devices. So not necessarily one device fits all. We talked about the manager. We talked about the sales staff. We talked about people replenishing shelves, people working in stockroom. It shouldn't be a one device fits all. Make sure you're getting the right device to fit the right role. And be sure to consider various working environments, because some of these users are going to be in harsh environments, wet environments, hot environments. Make sure you're getting the right device for the right person. Hi, welcome back. It's now step two of the missteps on the path to enterprise mobility. I did tell you this is my first podcast, so if you're thinking it's a bit cheesy or a bit stilted or anything like that, just bear with me. Misstep number two, providing inadequate user training. It's okay providing all the right devices, empowering staff with the best mobility tools, but if you don't engage with the right partners who can make sure that your deployment goes well, then guess what? It won't go well. So the best practices to overcome the misstep number two with providing inadequate training are, before a solution is even deployed, you should provide a pre-deployment training to help users get familiar and comfortable with the phones and apps and functionality, as well as why their organization is going to provide them such a valuable tool. Nothing worse than turning up to site for somebody who's deploying a system and start handing out devices, and it's the first people even know they're going to get one, let alone why they're going to get one or how they're going to use it. I recommend two types of training. One is the kind of technical-led training, focus on staff, learning the features, functionality of the phones, start with the basics and then sort of build them up into a more detailed instruction. And then business-led training, where we kind of recruit managers and early adopters from each department to help them teach their staff on how device features and apps can be used. Okay, Another option or something we advocate would be during the actual deployment of a solution, identify the super users. Now, you can guarantee each department or location or site will have some super users. These are people who automatically grab onto the devices and say, yeah, I mean, you know who they are, that they're experts. They're as good as you are within 5 minutes. And it's worth making sure that when you're doing little updates, et cetera, you're keeping these people informed, because they will evangelize the your messages throughout the rest of the user community. So that's it for misstep number two. I'm going to move on to misstep number three. Hi, let's move on quickly to misstep number three. And this is really about being overconfident in your current network or infrastructure. And kind of the best practices here are evaluate the current network design. Just because something worked once before with some old equipment, or you invested in it and it cost you quite a lot of money 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, doesn't mean it's fit for purpose for what you're going to try to achieve with the with any new deployment. So always make sure you evaluate the current network design. And if we're talking about wireless handsets, voice over wireless LAN devices, or anything using a wireless LAN, then we should validate that a wireless LAN is voice grade. It's ready to put voice across it. It was built for wireless voice, and it has adequate coverage of that wireless network, and it has QoS, which extends to the wireless LAN as well. Make sure your infrastructure can accommodate wireless communication throughout your facility, including the environment such as stairwells and courtyards and areas which you don't go to with your laptop at the moment. You don't realize that there's particularly poor coverage there, but when you've got a mobility device, and they're the areas which you're going to walk into, you will want coverage there. So these are the areas which you need to check and make sure that they're going to be able to accommodate the wireless communication. And most importantly of all, partner with a solution provider that has the technical skills and the industry knowledge to design, deploy, and maintain a voice-grade wireless LAN enterprise voice solution. And that's it for misstep number three. Hold on, misstep number four coming straight up. All right, let's move on straight to misstep number four, which is using consumer devices for enterprise needs. Got to thank my colleague Richard Salvage for this analogy. And it's, can you imagine going into a hotel kitchen and looking at their dishwasher and seeing it's the same one as you have at home in your kitchen? No, you can't imagine that. It's ridiculous, because they're going to have an industrial dishwashing machine which is capable of meeting all of their requirements for their business. And the same applies to other devices and other solutions which you need in an industrial setting. The consumer devices just aren't going to be what you need for reaching your goals. And the best practices misstep number four is deploy enterprise-grade, purpose-built devices that are specifically designed and tested to stand up to all the rigors and realities of your work environments. Whether you require added durability and robust devices, or devices that are easy to clean and disinfect, make sure your devices support seamless roaming across the network, particularly for unified communication applications like voice video conferencing. In certain industries where patient care and safety often depends on reliable, high-quality voice communications, be sure to choose devices that can be configured to choose when and where to connect versus random roaming. Prioritize capabilities that simplify mobile device management, from analytics that help monitor the device to remote management and provisioning that simplify software updates. Okay, that's it for step number four. Let's think about moving to step five. Hi, welcome to misstep number five. And this is the final step in the misstep. So thank you very much to all those people who are still listening for my first ever podcast. I know I've made a few mistakes along the way, but I promise I'll get better. You'll be glad to know that this final misstep is a very quick and easy one. And it's really saying, don't look for the perfect app. Look for the perfect partner. Find a partner that has experience, knowledge, expertise in what you're trying to achieve. And then look to them to be consultative and show you the options available to you so you can achieve your business goals. So many times I've been and I've seen people who have, when I found the nice shiny device they want, and then realized it's not really suitable or it can't do what they want to do. It can only match the needs of certain users. And this also applies to apps that they want to put on devices. Finding an app and then trying to find the device which is going to work with. Skip all of that. Find the right partner. Finding the right partner will take you to the path of enlightenment. Anyway, thank you very much for all of those who have shown their patience and sticking with me. I really, really do appreciate it. And hopefully this will be the first of many. Thank you very much. This is Mark Shane. You can get me at mark.shane@icon-plc.co.uk. Please drop me a line and let me know your thoughts. Cheers. Bye.